The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It hurts when you get poorer, and many people are getting poorer. But strangely, the administration has refused to acknowledge this. If anything, they're celebrating it.
Inflation at a 13-year high. Prices for beef and bacon, gas, all up double digits.
This whole lie that this is a high-class problem is just one more aspect of the way that this White House is trying very unsuccessfully to gaslight the country into believing things that just aren't true.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There has been a great deal of contention over the November 2020 election, just like there was, I guess, over the November 2016 election. I remember Democrats like Hillary Clinton herself and Nancy Pelosi and others saying the Russians hijacked the election. Many people said didn't accept the outcome of the election. I suppose to some degree that's always going to happen. But 2020 for millions and millions of Americans was different. COVID rules changed the game in a lot of communities. And there was a front page of the New York Post this week that was so profound. Big picture of Mark Zuckerberg. Zucks Bucks. How Facebook boss gave $419 million to get Biden elected. And the article focused on the research done at Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute out of Irving, Texas. Dr. William Doyle is principal researcher, and that his article sharing the findings of their study was published in the New York Post. It's a huge deal, and we're going to spend the entire hour. We don't often do this. This is a very, you know, unusual thing for us, but I want to spend a lot of time with the guy who is the principal researcher and wrote this article that just fascinated me about Facebook and how Facebook's owner and his wife poured hundreds of millions of dollars into communities that Joe Biden really needed. Dr. William Doyle, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike.
My pleasure. You know, I know we want to, I don't want to drag you into the political wars that are going on and, you know, President Trump is maintaining that the election wasn't legit and everything. And there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration. I want to get into the nuts and bolts of what your study found. And I poured through these articles. I think it's a lot of it is the basis of Molly Hemingway's new book. But can you share with us an overview of how Mark Zuckerberg and his wife directed literally hundreds of millions, I think $419 million into communities, into areas that Biden really needed, and how that plays out. Try to break it down for us in layman's terms for a moment, if you will.
Okay, let me give it a shot. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, donated out of their own personal resources, not through they have a private foundation that they normally would do something like this through, but they went through they use their own private resources, and they funneled those resources into a little sleepy Chicago-based nonprofit called Center for Technology and Civic Life. Before 2019, their budget was about $1.8 million a year, and they seem to be engaged in pretty neutral, you know, tech-related election issues. But then in 2020, they experienced this giant inflow of money from Mark Zuckerberg, from his personal resources. It ended up totaling $350 million through that one organization. Now, that $419.5 million figure includes another organization that they invested a lot in called the Center for Election Innovation and Research, or CEIR. But our main focus is on CTCL because it was that $350 million gift or donation or whatever you want to call it to CTCL that had the most significant impact, according to our research, on the election results. But the thing is, this money was poured into CTCL, and then they launched this thing called the Safe Elections Project, which was ostensibly related to COVID safety issues in the conduct of elections. And they invited various municipalities and counties to apply for these grants. And the grant applications had to they had to include things that had not already been approved through the normal election budgeting process. And you got to understand that all these states and municipalities had received huge grants from the federal government under the CARES Act and state and local matching funds to help with COVID-related issues. According to our calculations, the CTCL spending and CEIR spending increased total federal, state, and local COVID-related election expenses by 85%, just to give you an idea of the magnitude of this unprecedented inflow of money into the election process. Now, the thing that has frustrated us in trying to get this message out is that this had nothing to do with conventional campaign finance, like a donation to the DNC to blanket the airwaves with a pro-Democrat party message. This was money that was funneled through this little 501c3, which is supposed to be nonpartisan organization, directly into the election process. It's as if the DNC was somehow able to insinuate itself into local election offices and kind of take over the running of the on-the-ground realities of the election from within these, local election offices, that even though, a lot of the people that work there have their own partisan leanings and whatnot, the vast majority of them are serious professionals who try and do the best job that they can. But the activists who came along with CTCL money were not so objectively inclined.
So, to say the least.
So this money, it financed, the way I put it, it financed the creation of kind of a shadow election system that existed side by side with the normal election system in some very key areas. It was very strategically targeted and amounted to one of the most incredible get-out-the-vote efforts for a presidential candidate that anybody's ever witnessed.
And you say in key areas, for example, places like Georgia, Georgia and Arizona have been two of the most contentious states of the November 2020 election. In Georgia, Biden won by 12,000 votes. Arizona, he won by 10,000. And your study suggests that the spending from Mark Zuckerberg and his wife likely put Biden over the top. I want to hang on. We got so much to do, and you've been so kind to agree to do the hour with us. I know you're a busy man, and I'm grateful, but our listeners are—I guarantee you—are hanging on to your every word, and we want to hear more about the study as we continue with Dr. William Doyle, principal researcher at Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute out of Irving, Texas. We'll continue with him and with you. If you want to join us, you can text us. If you have questions for Dr. Doyle, text me your comments. Text me your questions on the MyPillow text line, which is 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. And if you've got, because we want to dive into a deep dive here with Dr. Doyle about the counties. Is this legal? Was this ethical? And of course, the unprecedented nature of this ought to get everybody's attention. Welcome into a very special episode of the Mike Gallagher Show for a Friday, October the 15th. I'm glad you're here.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Yeah, I find it kind of weird that all of a sudden now we've got these Democrats kind of raising their heads up and these media outlets saying that, oh, yeah, we play some dirty tricks. Well, all those people who played dirty tricks on Trump should not be reelected. All those people who lied about Donald Trump and gave him an unjust sentence should not be reelected.
Have you ever heard the term other people's money? Well, that really means our money. And he touched on that grant that the Facebook kid got. He's been getting grants for quite some time. Anyway, he used our money to steal an election.
Now, interesting assertion, William Doyle, principal researcher at Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute, a fascinating study about Zuckerberg's money, hundreds of millions being poured into communities that really tipped the scales for Joe Biden. But you maintain the election wasn't stolen. It was just paid for. It was just bought using legal loopholes. Is that fair?
Yeah, the headline that I wanted to come up with had to do with getting away from this idea that the election was stolen, because I'm not sure what that really means. So I was thinking about what was going on here with CTCL, and it just dawned on me that this isn't – it depends on how you define words, of course, but this isn't an issue of the election being – stolen. Like, by way of contrast, it was paid for, and it cost a fortune. You know, it cost about $420 billion. But our preliminary research shows that this is what tipped the scales. We still have a lot of work to do to come up with the precise numbers, especially in the swing states, and that'll be coming out within the next couple weeks.
Is this work ongoing? You're still on this?
Oh yeah, we're just getting started. As a matter of fact, we weren't really ready to release our results, but we wanted to get something out there in conjunction with Molly Hemingway's new book, Rigged, which is an excellent account of just the overall context in which this took place. And we're telling in great detail a particular part of the broader story that she's telling in that book.
So
we were just fortunate to be able to throw. We had some really good results ready for Texas, and we were fortunate to be able to put those into an article and combine them with Molly's great work in Rigged. And
Let's talk about Texas for a moment. Tarrant County. I used to live in Tarrant County, Texas. It's always been listed as a Republican county. It flipped Democrat in 2020. Tell us about the funding and the monies and how it impacted Tarrant County, Texas.
Okay, Tarrant County got $1.7 million from CTCL, and that makes them the sixth largest grant recipient in Texas. And Texas, by the way, was the largest recipient of CTCL funds in the entire country. I think the second biggest was either Pennsylvania or Georgia, but
parenthetically, it's no secret Democrats are chomping at the bit to turn Texas blue. that's no secret.
I, I suspect the reason they invested so much money in Texas was because they were misled by some bad polling to think that Texas was a lot closer than it actually was.
Right.
But at any rate, they did manage to flip. They did manage to flip Tarrant County from red to blue. Now, we don't know exactly how that took place in Tarrant County. We've tried looking more closely into the election supervisor there, into his social media feeds and whatnot, but we can't. I would be dishonest if I said we knew exactly what was going on in Tarrant County. But if you look at the mathematical relationship or the statistical relationship between CTL spending there and the change in the vote total there, it suggests very strongly to us that CTCL spending there was the main thing. Maybe not the only thing, but it was the main thing that flipped Tarrant County blue. And that's a big deal. If you lived in Tarrant County, you know how unusual those results are.
You better believe it. You better believe it, how unusual it was. And, you know, again, back to the verbiage, because as you said, words have meaning, words matter. And, you know, I get the way you phrased it. The election wasn't stolen. The election was bought through these legal loopholes. But, you know, to a layman like me, I see this unprecedented infusion of cash. An unprecedented merger of public election offices with private resources. I mean, again, we don't have a dispute, Doctor, but I do want to say that to many of us, it sure feels like a stolen outcome to me when you're funneling monies and cozying up with local election officials. And I want to go from Texas to Wisconsin with you in a minute, because that's fascinating as well. But big picture for a moment. Talk about how the COVID, how the pandemic sort of was the provided ostensibly the cover to pull all of this off.
Okay, I'm going to have to interject a little bit of my own opinion here, and I'm just speaking for myself now rather than on behalf of the Caesar Rodney Institute. I was on the ground here in Texas paying very close attention to what was going on during COVID and what's been going on after in relationship to COVID. And to my mind, COVID and the way it's been responded to has turned into one of the most frightening examples of social control that I've ever seen. And it created the context in which lawyers for the Democratic Party could go into states like Texas. And believe me, they really tried in Texas. And the name you'll usually hear associated with this is a guy named Mark Elias.
All right, hold that thought, because we got breaks, but I'm so fascinated and grateful you're spending time with us. We're going to pick up with Mark Elias and a little bit of William Doyle's personal views on this, because it matters. He's the principal researcher at the Caesar Rodney Institute. I told you you'd enjoy this. We're going to spend the whole hour with him, and there's a lot more important information coming up. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
The polling across the board is terrible on questions of competence, on questions of whether or not this administration has accomplished enough. And it comes from a narrowing support among independents, most critically, and then even among Democrats. And there's widespread fear across the party about how they're going to fare in next year's elections.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
And that's one of the questions on our text line. from a listener for William Doyle, principal researcher at the Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute. It deals with the future elections, and it's a very contentious issue and one that I have a challenge with my listeners every single day. We're going to get to all that in just a moment. Portions of our show brought to you by Relief Factor. We tell you every day about the 100% pain-free way you can get out of back pain, leg pain, neck pain, hip pain. So proud to endorse Relief Factor. $19.95 is the three-week quick start. Let's see if we can take 3 weeks to get you out of pain. For $19.95, you can try the product for 3 weeks. If it works, great. You're out of pain. If it doesn't, you're out $19.95. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. Thank you, William Doyle, Dr. Doyle, for taking the hour of your life to join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Let's talk about where you left off. Mark Elias, let's pick up exactly where you left off when we were talking about how COVID has impacted even our elections.
Right. Let me try and cut to the chase and give you an analogy to show you the way I envision what happened between the lawfare that the Mark Elias's lawyers and the Democratic Party were waging and what happened with CTCL. Imagine a military campaign where you want to take a huge swath of territory. The first thing you do is go in with the saturation bombing, and that's what the lawfare involved. It involved weakening and making more vulnerable state election systems by trying to sue for universal mail-in balloting, private drop boxes, extended deadlines for accepting mail-in ballots, which, by the way, advantaged mail-in ballots significantly over in-person voting. And then once you soften up the territory, you bombed it almost into submission, then the infantry moves in and takes the territory. And that's what CTCL was like. They were like the infantry that went in after the lawfare saturation bombing and basically took over these key local election offices and mounted an incredibly effective get-out-the-vote effort for Joe Biden. That's what it appears to us to have involved.
My goodness. I mean, this is so riveting, and I go to a listener's question about future elections. You got a lot of people saying, you know what, this kind of nonsense happened in 2020. You got Stacey Abrams and her machine out of Georgia. They were specific. They targeted communities. I was talking to a longtime Republican friend of mine last night about your study and the reporting and Molly Hemingway's book, and his conclusion, and I have to agree with it, was that frankly, the Democrats outsmarted the Republicans. These activists outsmarted conventional politicians, or election participants. They out-hustled, they out-maneuvered. In other words, it was a pretty brilliant strategic way to achieve their goal, their outcome. Is that fair?
I have to agree 100% with you and your friend. While Donald Trump was out campaigning and attracting tens of thousands of people to his rallies, Joe Biden just hid in his basement. He wasn't campaigning at all. His campaign took the form of lawyers filing lawsuits, trying to make state election systems more vulnerable to the kind of changes that would favor Joe Biden. And then CTCL funded activists descending on these key areas like a plague of locusts and mounting a massive get out the vote campaign for Joe Biden. I mean, what was Joe Biden's message going into the election? It was, I'm not Donald Trump, vote for me. I mean, the campaign took place, and you're right, it was a brilliant plan and it succeeded. They exceeded incredibly.
And what we're trying clear, to do is quantify. And to be clear, it was legal.
It was, yes, it was legal. Now, part of it may not have been legal because, remember, CTCL is a 501c3 organization. They're supposed to be nonpartisan. And the evidence that I'm looking at suggests that they were incredibly partisan in the distribution of their grants.
I want to go back for people just joining us. We've got listeners who are just joining us because we don't often spend an hour with sort of a deep dive like this, but this is so important. Election integrity matters. The process matters. COVID, as it applied to the 2020 election, matters. Is that going to continue? Because let's face it, the Democrats want the COVID changes to be permanent. That is a fact. We're talking with William Doyle, principal researcher at Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute, a study that the extensive, exhaustive study that determined and discovered that Mark Zuckerberg and his wife spent $419 million on a couple of nonprofits and got out the Dem vote. For people, I just got some questions from people saying, what are these companies again? Talk about what these 501c3s were. Again, as you said, kind of relatively low-key, somewhat neutral nonpartisans or nonprofits, and supposedly nonprofit, but they weren't so low key in 2020. Can you revisit the names and of these nonprofits?
Sure. The major one was an organization called the Center for Technology and Civic Life, which has been around since 2012. They're based in Chicago. They actually were a sleepy little nonpartisan organization for most of their history that had to do with putting on presentations and webinars and distributing resources about tech-related election issues. But then in 2020, that all changed when they started getting those big dumps of money from Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, and they became one of the most formidable get-out-the-vote efforts for a presidential candidate ever. So that's Center for Technology and Civic Life. You'll see it referred to often as just CTCL. And then the other one, which was not as significant, was the Center for Election Innovation and Research, or CEIR. And they got about almost $70 million. They were mainly associated with messaging and information outreach programs. So we're mainly focused on CTCL because we've got more information. But right, to get that $419.5 million figure, you have to add CEIR's money to the $350 million or so that went through CTCL.
Right. Mark Elias is a lawyer. He is described as one who specializes in election law, voting rights, and redistricting. You started to talk about Mark Elias. What role did he play in all of this?
Well, I'm not as familiar with the lawfare aspect of this as some other people, but the way I understand it was he was the lead strategic attorney when it came to mapping out the Democratic Party's lawfare strategy in the states that they were really intent on trying to win. So as I recall, before the election, they were bragging that they had something like a team of 600 lawyers ready to file lawsuits at the drop of a hat. And here in Texas, Texas is a great cautionary tale because the lawsuits flew fast and furious, especially during October of 2020. But Governor Abbott's administration fought back hard to maintain tight rules regarding absentee balloting, to have private drop boxes removed in Harris and Travis counties. And as a result, maybe that's the main reason. I think it is the main reason why Texas is kind of a less interesting story on the surface than states like Georgia and Wisconsin are going to turn out to be, because our study shows that CTCL flipped about 200,000 votes into Biden's column, but that was not nearly enough to win Texas. But the reason why CTCL didn't succeed here is because that strategic bombing, saturation bombing campaign by the lawyers did not work out nearly as well here as it did in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. So it's a great cautionary tale about the importance of fighting back against the activist mob.
Well, and we just frankly, from my perspective as a very much partisan conservative on the radio, we better open our eyes and strengthen our skills and learn how, if this is legal, we got to play the game better. I mean, it used to be that all we cared about, we used to talk about social media. You know, the left owns social media and the right got better at social media. But it seems to me like the left outsmarted a lot of people on the Republican side with some of these efforts. I want to read directly from your study. Of the 25 grants CTCL provided to cities and counties in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia that were $1 million or larger, 23 of the 25 grants went to areas that Biden won in 2020. One of the two counties won by Trump, Brown County, Wisconsin, received about $1.1 million. That's less than 1.2% of the $87.5 million that CTCL provided to those top 25 recipients. But even in Brown County, Wisconsin, where heavily Democrat Green Bay is located, the funding disparities are glaring. The Wisconsin legislature provided roughly $7 per voter to the city of Green Bay to manage the 2020 elections. Rural counties in Wisconsin received approximately $4 per voter. The CTCL funds boosted Democrat voting Green Bay resources to $47 per voter, while most rural areas still had the same $4 per voter. And similar funding disparities occurred near Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Flint, Michigan, Dallas, Houston, and other cities that received tens of millions of dollars of CTCL money. I think what's important, William, to remember here and to point out is what happened in the areas that did not get CTCL funding. As I understand it from your study, from your research, the numbers stayed pretty consistent, very consistent to what happened in 2016, correct?
Indeed. I mean, it was, Texas, again, is a great example of that, because we've got two very populous counties in Texas that I'm sure you remember, Denton and Collin County.
Collin.
That received no CTCL money at all, unlike the other 10 most populous Texas counties. And they remained red in 2020. Interesting coincidence.
Wow, what a coincidence.
I don't know exactly why they did not accept those grants, but I strongly suspect that their election offices are run by extremely serious people who take election integrity seriously. CTCL money came with strings attached, and they didn't want any part of those hanging on to those strings attached.
Amazing.
They wanted to run a clean election.
We're going to wrap up with William Doyle and with your comments. If you want to have a question or a comment, and boy, kudos to Dr. William Doyle and the Caesar Rodney Institute for this incredibly important work. Feel free to join us. I'm so glad we spent time, and we're going to continue here. We got one more segment with William Doyle. 1-800-655-MIKE. If you'd like to add in your 2 cents worth, feel free to do so. We'd love to hear from you. A lot of eye-opening stuff. 1-800-655-MIKE. Join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Should he tell her?
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met, and I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Mike Gallagher.
You know, it's funny, Dr. William Doyle, principal researcher at Caesar Rodney Research Institute, somebody just texted You know, I don't want people to misunderstand. When I say it was legal, I'm not saying that to defend any of this or excuse it. In fact, I'm pretty mortified by it. What I'm saying is your study points out, and you've pointed out, this is sort of a legal loophole, a way to sort of funnel hundreds of millions of dollars into targeted areas and districts. And believe me, this nonsense with drop boxes in Houston, the 24-hour drive-through voting. Believe me, I'm not saying it's legal as if I'm defending it, nor are you.
No, I am not. And by the way, it was legal in 2020 in many states. I think it's over 20 states now. It is now illegal for private organizations to fund the actual operations of an election. Just yesterday, Ron DeSantis was making the rounds talking about a bill that passed in Florida, I hope, in connection with the outrage that our study generated, that forbids private organizations like CTCL to spend in Florida. And by the way, CTCL did invest. They invested heavily in Florida, not so heavily as in, you know, Texas or Georgia or Wisconsin.
But and also to that point, also, sorry to interrupt, but Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, told the New York Post, "I continue to question whether Mark Zuckerberg's highly partisan 2020 election spending was even legal." You know, that's a question that I don't think people like Ron Johnson are going to let go of.
Well, I think Senator Johnson has a point in the sense that if CTCL is a 501c3 organization, their behavior is supposed to be nonpartisan, just like ours is.
Exactly.
And that means that when it comes to dispensing these grants, they're supposed to be done on a nonpartisan basis. So I would ask this question. If they're mainly concerned about COVID safety in highly populated urban areas, where are the big grants to Portland and Seattle and Los Angeles and Chicago? Those are very populous cities with people who deserve to be protected, don't they? But to the best of my knowledge, there was no significant CTCL money going there because there was no significant partisan advantage to be had by investing in those cities in very safe Democratic states.
Our lines are jammed. We're getting tons of text messages for you as well. Let's go to the island of Oahu, Hawaii. Stacy, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. You're on with William Doyle. How are you, Stacy?
Hi.
Thank
you so much for everything you're doing right now, especially with this interview.
Thanks.
Actually, while I was listening, I think you addressed my original question, which was about what's being done in each state, in those states, to stop it for the future. I think you said that in 20 states, it is already being addressed.
Well, that's a great question.
It's over 20 states, and the situation is changing every day, but more and more states are passing laws. Texas has passed one. Florida just passed one the other day that make it illegal for private organizations like CTCL to funnel money into the actual administration of elections.
Wow.
So there are a lot of states that are fighting back.
You know, we could spend about 8 hours together every day. I mean, and not cover this all, but I am so thankful for the hour you gave us. Lots of questions still, but how can people see the research and the work that you guys are doing, William?
Well, we're the Cesar Rodney Election Research Institute located in Irving, Texas, and our website is rodneyinstitute.org. And if you want to contact me personally, it's at doyle@rodneyinstitute.org.
Dr. William Doyle, thank you so much for taking this important hour to educate and share with our listeners the results of your work. We appreciate you very, very much. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you for having me on, and don't lose heart.
Don't lose heart. Keep the faith. We got to keep fighting the good fight. Wow. Amazing, amazing stuff. Coming up, the Biden administration is absolutely to blame for our empty shelves at the stores. And the Chicago Police Union president tells officers, stand tall, don't back down, resist the vaccine mandate. We got a lot more coming up, including a talk about the Second Amendment.
Three
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.